Boo. I have an update. I already told one of you about this, but the rest of you don't know, so I'm gonna repeat myself. Deetra is finally on the path to recovery. Took her into the vet. They couldn't get a sample for them to test for any parasitic stuff. They recommended I change her diet. Sorry for the creaking. That's a chair I'm in right now. Rice and chicken. Either rice or chicken or rice or hamburger. One of the two. It doesn't matter. That kind of diet for the next 10 days. Start of day one. It was last night. And she slept like a baby last night. And I'm really glad she's, you know, sleeping at night now. She also has to take a probiotic to help put the good bacteria back in her gut. So, you know, because antibiotics tend to kill all that stuff off. So she, is on a paste that is in a syringe type thing. And she, is taking that plus a pill once a day. And the pill is the other part of the probiotic stuff. So that is hidden in a pill pocket. Or I put it in a pill pocket. And dang, if she knew she didn't, she knew she was taking medicine, she didn't, you know. It was like, oh, yay, food. You know, she thought it was just another treat. So I love those things, and I'd recommend them to any pet owner out there who's got a stubborn animal and it doesn't like taking meds. I mean, not for guinea pigs, but definitely for dogs. I don't know if they make them for cats. That's a good question, though. I just thought of it. And the antibiotic itself is hidden in her food. And she took that, too. You know, didn't try to eat around it. Didn't try to look for it. Like, why is there something foreign in here? But she ate it, and everything went well, and it's about time for round two of at least one of them. I just have trouble keeping the directions straight right now, but that is a relief that she is doing better. She slept better. She's, yay, she's over here waiting, so, I hope everyone is doing well, and I am going to let you guys go for now, and I will talk to all of you later. Pause recording.